And this will be take 649. Good luck. Going well.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. I just love this stuff, and that's the vinyl collector in me talking when I think of limited editions. I know I'm being manipulated into buying what I more than likely already own, but it's the hopeless completist syndrome that we've already discussed numerous times previous, and the only pharmaceutical that can help is simply just taking out my wallet. Continuing the way cool album packaging theme with the subject of this week's Vinyl Garage, colored vinyl and picture disc limited editions. Now, bear with me. We have to go into some history. Colored vinyl is in no way a modern invention. The wax cylinder media of the late 1800s was available in multiple colors, as was its successor, the 78 RPM shellac disc. Their existence overlapping in what could be considered the world's first beta versus VHS-like duel of formats. The 1920s saw the Vocalion label pressing red, brown 78s to get their releases noticed in a sea of black discs. In the 30s, Columbia made blue 78s. And the 40s, Seattle's Morrison label upped the game with multicolored swirled shellac. But it was the late 40s and RCA that saw the colors as an organizational tool, releasing specific musical genres on different colored 45s. Let's let RCA themselves tell you about it.
Just as the music you've heard is famous for its musical coloring, so too the seven bright colors of these new records represent seven major kinds of music. The Sleeping Beauty and all of the other great classics by the world's greatest artists are recorded on the Ruby Red record. Your favorite operettas and other semi-classics are on the Midnight Blue. Popular hits come on the conventional black record. There's the Cerise record for blues and rhythm. The Sky Blue record for international music, country and western type of music, are recorded on the All Green record. And a wonderful new children's line, better than ever, brighter than ever, in a golden yellow, on the new RCA Victor 45 RPM records.
Columbia and its subsidiary Epic use colored vinyl to grab the attention of DJs, employing the attention-getting colors for their promotional singles. Red, green, yellow, blue, purple, and orange were pressed. Of the Columbia Epic artists whose records benefited from this, it was Bob Dylan's very rare examples that are a bit of a collector's dream. The first of which, the red vinyl promotional single for Subterranean Homesick Blues from 1965.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out, laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Yeah.
Maggie calls Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meter. Oh, get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and it put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, to keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals and try to forge the scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
The highly collectible Beatles also entered the colored vinyl world as early as 1964, albeit unintentionally. Can't Buy Me Love was released on March 16, 1964, and by the 17th, it had sold more than a million copies. Capitol was concerned that they wouldn't be able to keep up with demand, relying only on their own pressing plants, farmed out some production to RCA, Decca, and Savoy Records. It's the latter where this holy grail Beatle collectible was born. Without the knowledge of Capitol or the management of Savoy, well, maybe they didn't know, a few Can't Buy Me Love singles using Capitol's supplied stampers and proper Capitol labels were pressed on yellow, black, and yellow vinyl, making this easily a top 10 holy grail Beatle collectible. Its value? Name your price.
Can't buy me love, love. Can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love, love. Buy me love.
Keeping with the Beatles and the unauthorized theme, and adding an illegality aspect to it, is the green or yellow pressings of John Lennon's Milk and Honey LP. manufactured from legit stampers stolen from Polydor. It was released in a white generic cover. Here's the lead-off track. I'm Stepping Out.
This here's the story about a house husband who, you know, just has to get out of the house. He's been looking at the, you know, the kids for days and days. He's been washing the dishes and screwing around and watching Sesame Street till he's going crazy. Woke up this morning, blues around my head. No need to ask the reason why. Went to the kitchen and lit a cigarette. Blew my worries to the sky. I'm stepping out.
Many more Beatles, collectively and solo, colored vinyl limited editions were added to collectors' want lists over the years. Beginning with the first reissue of the 62-66 and 67-70 albums, also known as the Red and Blue LPs, not coincidentally pressed on red and blue vinyl. Various reissues of the White Album on white vinyl, through 2020's McCartney 3, with green, white, orange, blue, yellow, pink, yellow, black, black, and clear editions, depending on the retailer. Really smack dab in the middle of the colored vinyl's prime time, the Rolling Stones' 1978 LP Some Girls Saw Orange, Blue, and Red editions from the Netherlands, US, and Europe, respectively. But by far the coolest, at least I think it was, The Miss You, 12-inch single, pressed in glorious opaque pink vinyl. Here's the B-side, Faraway Eyes, my personal favorite track from my favorite Stones LP.
Sunday morning through Bakersfield, listening to gospel music on the colored radio station. And the preacher said, you know, you always have the Lord by your side. And I was so pleased to be informed of this that I ran 20 red lights in his honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I had an arrangement to meet a girl, and I was kind of late. And I thought by the time I got there, she'd be off with the nearest truck driver she could find. Much to my surprise, there she was. Girl, with far away eyes.
So if you're down on your luck, then you can harmonize.
Find a girl with far away eyes.
We'll be right back. afraid of no ghosts.
1984's Ghostbusters soundtrack was the medium for numerous cool vinyl limited editions. A UK blue vinyl and a Mexican picture disc that same year. A half white, half red US issue from 2015. A US Stay Puft Marshmallow White. And a fluorescent green, slime green of 2020. And from 2014, a Record Store Day release of Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters theme, a 30th anniversary glow-in-the-dark vinyl edition.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
The glow-in-the-dark gimmick is, well, kind of cool, but not as rare as you may think. It was employed on the 2013 remastered limited edition of the Poltergeist soundtrack. And the Aquabats 2020 LP Kooky Spooky in stereo. And the 1994 LP Your Weight on the Moon by Man or Astro Man. In addition to the Marshmallow Ghosts, the Flaming Lips, and Sun Ra. From the Astrobats, exclamation point, the opening track, Karate Body, and Destination Venus from the aforementioned Man or Astro Man, question mark, LP.
Thunderfoot!
just when you thought it was safe to go back into the record store. Some seriously bizarre vinyl. And all of these are fairly recent releases. And us boomers thought our generation was the created one. Someone figured out how to create a void between two sides of grooved vinyl, and then proceeded to think of things to fill it with. In this case, liquids. The neo-psych band Worthless, their 2014 Greener Grass single, was issued as a very limited edition, only 15 copies were printed, filled with a red-blue viscous liquid. You're listening to a bit of the track Freak Out as we speak. Copies of the Alien soundtrack in 2016 had what they called xenomorph blood inside, and that's just some green-yellow stuff. Record it wouldn't burn through the floor. Production was limited to 75 copies. And finally, 75 copies of the 2014 reissue of the Friday the 13th soundtrack. These filled with human blood. For those hemophobics out there, there were also some boring blue, green, and orange colored vinyl editions available. You're listening to the Vinyl Garage, every copy of which is a limited edition. The second half of this limited edition show is dedicated to the picture disc. And as we did for colored vinyl, we need to spend a few moments on its history. The first picture discs of any commercial significance appeared in the 1930s with RCA taking the lead. Unfortunately, it was just in time for no one to be able to afford them, thanks to the Depression. The 40s saw Detroit's Vogue Records releasing barely 100 titles before going out of business 1 year later, but it was the children's records market that kept the picture disc alive until the medium's glory days 30 years later. The first picture disc of the modern era was a 1969 promotional sampler on the German Metronome label featuring Elektra artists such as the MC5, Doors, Love, and others. From that LP, Arthur Lee and Love's The Daily Planet. The track can also be found on their 1969 album, Forever Changes.
Down. geniuses, ice is melting. Won't be there on time. Hope he finds a rhyme for his little
Much like the colored vinyl was used as a promotional device, so was the early picture disc. The first example of which is the 1979 Elvis Costello compilation disc of tracks from My Aim Is True and this year's model. Here's my favorite by far from his first LP, The Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes. Another promotional-only pick disc was the domestic version of Boston's sophomore record, Don't Look Back, from 1978. Although it was commercially available as such in the UK. If that wasn't good enough for your collection, two 180-gram reissues from 2020 were pressed on blue-black swirl and red translucent vinyl. Here's the balance of side one, sans the title cut. the classic patented Boston instrumental intro song, The Journey, and the track It's Easy. The Journey found its way onto the B-side of the album's title track, Single. Another Columbia Records band, Toto, saw their first self-titled LP available promotionally as a picture disc, along with the LP's first single, Hold the Line. This 7-inch pick disc has numerous variations promoting the track and the radio stations Houston's KRBE and Cleveland's WMMS. along with San Diego's Licorice Pizza, among others. Here's that cut.
Sure, he was from the House of Lords. He
EMI Records, when it comes to the Beatles, has never not taken the chance to suck more money out of their golden fabs, and the year of 1978 was no different than any other. Taking full advantage of the embarrassingly bad Sgt. Pepper movie, and sensing that the newfound interest in the Beatles could add to their bottom line, Capitol released, along with the colored vinyl editions we already mentioned earlier in the show, a Sgt. Pepper, this time the proper one, pick disc, as did Parlophone in the UK and Odeon in Japan. Other EMI subsidiaries jumped on the bandwagon with colored vinyl editions of Pepper. Canada's Capitol issued a gray-pink marble, Odeon of Japan, red, Odeon of Spain, yellow. Parlophone in the Netherlands, also yellow. But it was French Parlophone that put the biggest bite into your wallet, issuing white, yellow, red, orange, green, clear, and blue editions, with the clear, orange, and white LPs bringing the most in the collector market. EMI wasn't through mining the vaults for Beatle Gold in 1978, releasing Abbey Road as a pick disc in the US, the Netherlands, and Japan, along with green vinyl editions from the UK and France. Paul's Band on the Run got the same treatment with pick discs from the US and Japan, along with France and the Netherlands issuing yellow and purple vinyl editions, respectively. While in the aforementioned vaults, Capitol chose Bob Seger's Stranger in Town and Steve Miller's Book of Dreams for picture disc fame, reissuing both in 1978 with dollar signs in their eyes. From the former, still the same, the LP's first single, and the latter, the single mix of Jet Airliner, without any of the naughty bits that no one but the FCC cares about anymore.
You always won every time you placed the bet. You're still damn good. No one's gotten to you yet.
Still the same,
moving game to game.
We're wrapping up this week's Vinyl Garage with a subspecies of the picture disc, the shape disc, found as either a colored vinyl or a picture-shaped record, the latter of which we're presenting here. Devo's 1981 single, the sarcastic, nowhere close to upbeat as you may think, Beautiful World, joined the limited edition ranks with an astronaut helmet-shaped disc with cutouts for the eyes and mouth, making it also suitable as a mask. The track could also be found on their New Traditionalists LP from that.
It's a beautiful world we live in. A sweet romantic place. Beautiful people everywhere. The way they show they care makes me want to say, it's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world.
Another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
For you.
For you.
It's a beautiful world.
For you.
It's a beautiful world.
Not me.
It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world.
Listen, right? So you can observe the shooter's up to me.